prayed that night, and in the pain began to sing. Oh, they began to sing. The chains were loosed. Oh yes, and they. Oh, they sang that night. Oh yes, I bless your name.
Even a new month, Lord. Oh, blessed be thy name, Lord. Father, the weather out there so bad, but yet your children, oh Lord, desiring to come to your presence, Lord. Oh, they've defied the rains. Oh, defied everything. Oh, to be in your presence, Lord Jesus. Father, we want to say thank you for the week that has passed. And the Lord, even as you've ushered us into the beginning of another week. Oh, what grace. What grace. Oh, that has opened for us, Lord, to find ourselves in no other place but right in your presence, Lord. To begin, Lord, the week right in before you, Lord. Father, we thank you. We bless you. And now, Lord, as we come, we've come, Lord, with all reverence. With all humility, Lord Jesus. As Lord, we know you have something in store for us this day, oh God. Father, we pray the Lord, the Holy Spirit will sweep over us, oh Lord Jesus. And even Father, we want to commit our Sunday school, Lord, into your hands. And our children up there, oh God, we commit all of them into your hands. That the Holy Spirit, Lord, will take the word. And Father, will just lift it up and bring it down deep into our souls, Lord. Father, as we sit, we give all the glory to you. We want to hear from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you for coming. The weather bad out there, but yet you have come from far and near. God richly bless you. Amen. Oh, for our precious brother Gershon, when pastor comes, he will welcome you. So as... may you be seated for a while. God richly bless you. Yes, it has been some weeks now. We left off on our studies on divine nature of God. And this morning, as we are back on it, I think it's needful that we ask this question, that the divine nature, what is it all about? Amen. Because of the break, we just need to refresh our memory. The divine nature, what is it all about? Amen. And it is all that, in a nutshell, we are being endlessly, you see, called to be partakers of the divine nature of God through the righteousness of God. Amen. Which is the word.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. The divine nature of God through the righteousness of God, which is the word. Because the Lord himself has said, I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness. Hallelujah. And it shall not return.
Amen.
Amen. When he has spoken, he will not come back to what change anything. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to his name. Amen. So God, according to his divine power, amen, hath given unto us all things that pertain unto what? Unto life and godliness. All things that pertain to what? The divine nature. That through that, we will become like him. Amen. Because it is he in us. That's all about it. Amen. And so, God is seeking for a house, a temple to dwell in and to walk in it. Amen. So that anyone that will provide that house for him, that temple, he will be your God. That's all about the divine nature. He will be your God. Amen. And we all heard that Solomon built him a temple. Amen. But the prophets, according to the prophets, they said, God said, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. What house will you build me? Amen. Yes, Solomon built my temple, but he is not looking for a temple that has been built with hands. Amen. So God is asking, what house will you build me? What is the place of my rest, saith the Lord. Amen. So it got to be a house not built with hands, but a house built through the righteousness of God. And so we can now stand and read 2 Peter 1:4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, see, beside having escaped, praise the Lord, beside this, give all diligence. Give all diligence. Very, very important. Give all diligence and add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance. And to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. Verse 8, if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word. May you be seated. God richly bless you. So now we started building the temple. We have already laid the foundation. We have already laid the foundation, faith, and we have already added virtue and then knowledge. Now we've come to temperance. Amen. And as we have already been told, that we must give all diligence, you see, if we want to be partakers of his divine nature. We must give diligence to everything that the prophet has led us to understand. Amen. All these virtues that God has given to us, the divine materials God has given to us to build that temple for him. Amen. Because the prophet said, it got to be Christ's nature in you. Amen. It got to be Christ's nature in you. And it's got to be so because the prophet said, a supernatural God cannot change his nature to fit people's nature. You see, he said people must change their nature to fit God's supernatural plan. Oh, that's powerful from the prophet. Amen. Amen. So, temperance today. Dictionary gives quite a different meaning of temperance from the Bible meaning. And of course, we are not depending on dictionary definition, which says temperance is complete avoidance of drinking alcohol. You see, no. The prophet said, praise the Lord. The prophet said, temperance doesn't mean stop drinking alcohol. Amen. The prophet said, temperance doesn't mean stop drinking alcohol. No. Temperance doesn't. You see, not in this case. Temperance doesn't mean alcoholic cure. The prophet said, this is Bible temperance, Holy Spirit temperance. Amen. And then he said, alcoholic, that's just one of the lusts of the flesh. You see, alcoholic is just one of the lusts of the flesh. See, and that is exactly what we have escaped from. Amen. You see. But he said we are talking about the Holy Spirit temperance. And the prophet said that means how to control your tongue, not to be a tattler. Amen. Amen. How to control your tongue, not to be a tattler. How to control your temper. Not fly off every time someone speaks cross to you. Let's take notice of all this because when these things are in you, that's the building you are building. Not by hands, but by faith. Praise the Lord. Living according to his word. So you are building this temple for him. Amen. So, you don't fly off when someone speaks across to you. He said temperance is how to answer in kindness when wrath is spoken to you. Amen. How to speak in kindness when wrath is spoken to you. Somebody say, you bunch of holy rollers down there. He said, you don't jump out and roll up your sleeves. Now, you see, roll up your sleeve because someone says, you bunch of what? Holy rollers. Then you just stand up, roll your, with your bigger this shoulder to show up, you see. He said, see, not that, but talk with godly love. Temperance, it's what? Kindness. Is that the way you want to be? The prophet asked that question. Yeah, amen. Is that the way you want to be? The prophet is asking, not me. Amen. Amen, amen. He said, when you are riled upon, riled not back. When you are riled upon, riled not back. Amen. Building the temple. Amen. He said, let him be your example. Who is that? Jesus, let him be your example. The prophet gave an example like this. He said, when Satan tempted him, if thou be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. The prophet said he could have done it and sure he was God, but he had temperance. Amen. So, brethren, see, Satan will tempt you to lose your humility. See, so that you can be boastful. Brethren, let's watch. Amen. The prophet said, let him be your example. Amen. He said, when they called him Beelzebub, he said, I forgive you for it. Is that right? Yes. Amen. When they pulled a handful of beer out of his face and spat on his face and said, come down from the cross. He said, Father, forgive them. They don't even know what they are doing. Amen. See, when you are riled upon, rile not back. Let him be your example. Amen. See, we are talking about Holy Spirit temperance. How to control your temper, not fly off every time someone speaks cross to you. Oh, I ought to slap him down. But maybe I'd better not, because they might put my name in the paper about it. That isn't it. Amen. That kind of temperance, not that kind of temperance he's talking about. Don't try to add that. It will not work. Amen. Oh, if today had not been Sunday and I've just come out from church, I would have shown this man that, yeah, where Pepe lies. Oh, my brother, no. Let the God of our Sunday be the God of our everyday throughout our lives. Amen. Yes, sir. But when you can really, with the sweetness of your heart, forgive every man, hold your peace, let it be gone, see? Then it vulcanizes. You can add that to your faith. Amen. Amen. But when you fly loose, want to jump at every conclusion, that's not it. See, you haven't got Bible temperance yet. You haven't got Bible temperance yet when you do that. Amen. How to answer back. Amen. Brethren, we all know, we all remember what happened to King Uzziah. Amen. See, while in the temple trying to do what? To take the place of the priest. To burn incense. See, 81, the Bible says 81 priests of God withstood him when he was about to trespass. You see, Uzziah, instead of what? Responding in the manner that the prophet has shown to us, godly love, see, sweetness, with kindness. See, what happened? He flew off in anger. And he allowed his temper to do what? To carry him, rather. Temperance. Let's watch it. Let's read that scripture about Uzziah. It's a very good example for us that we got to be. 2 Chronicles 26. 2 Chronicles 26, verses 18 and 19. He said, and they withstood Uzziah. That's the 81 priests. They withstood Uzziah the king and said unto him, it appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed. Neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God. Look at this advice being given to Uzziah. Amen. Brethren, let's listen. When even we don't understand the kind of advice that is being given to us, don't just answer immediately. Amen. Praise God. Then Uzziah was wroth, verse 19. And he had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priest, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar. Amen. Brethren, that's what this is. We are building a house, a temple for the Lord. Amen. And we must take this one of the what? The spiritual materials God has given to us. You know, the whole house has to build according to us, according to his requirements. You see, God has always a pattern that we need to follow. You see, God always has a pattern. And so, as he has given us this pattern, my brother, if we follow all, you see, this is all about what? It's all about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. But with all these what? Virtues in you. Amen. You become a partaker of his divine nature. Amen. Brethren, let's watch, because in this our time, we may not see physical leprosy. Amen. You could be fine, come to church, sing and praise God, but because of being someone who had no temper, you cannot control your temper. You don't know how spiritually leprosy has wrought. Yes, overshadowed the whole of your face. Amen. So let's watch it. God wants us to be like him. Amen. Temperance, how to control your tongue, not to be a tattler. See, like I gossiping, you see, a tattler. Always, papa here, da-da-da-da, you see. Let's watch it. Praise God. And we, I think James, somewhere he wrote that if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but you see, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. Amen. Yeah. I see James, I'm sorry I couldn't write that. I think it's in James. If any man among you seems to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. Amen. So let's watch it, not to be a tattler. Amen. As we have some few minutes, let's look at some scriptures. Because this mouth here, with our tongue, it can do damage and it can do real good. Two things. Amen. So let's look at the scripture in James 3, verse 10. It said, out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, this thing ought not so to be. Amen. The same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. See. Oh, you see your brother, you see your sister. God bless you, brother. God bless you, sister. And then just behind him is another word. Tattlering, I mean. Saying a different thing about him. No, brethren, let's watch it. That cannot what be part of the what? I said it will not vulcanize. It will not fit. So he said, don't add that. Verse 11. So the question comes, doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can it be so? If it is bitter, it's bitter. If it's sweet, then let's be sweet to one another. Amen. Amen. Let's be real. That's what the prophet is saying. Let's be sweet to one another. Hallelujah. Oh, my. If you don't pay anything when there's always a smile in your face. Praise the Lord. There's always a smile on your face, you see. It makes your face beautiful. Yes, sir. Yes. Amen. Let's keep smile upon our faces. Amen. He said, verse 12. Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine figs, so can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. You see. So, Ephesians 4:29, the last one. And we'll give maybe some few minutes for the musicians to come and prepare. The last scripture, maybe I read. Okay. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good, amen, that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearer. Amen. Ephesians 4:29. We can look at Galatians 5, which we all know already, that it is what? The fruit of the spirits. The fruits of the spirits. And temperance is one of them. Amen. But the fruits of the spirit, that's Galatians 5:22. But the fruits of the spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. See, it's one of the fruits of the spirit. Against such, there is no law. Amen. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. See, if we live in the spirit, let us also walk in the spirit. Amen. And James 1:19-20 says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Amen. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Amen. James 1:19-20. So, thank the Lord. We've brought temperance to a close. Lord willing, if we have another time, we will continue building the temple with a very... This patience, the prophet spoke a lot about patience. Amen. Spoke a lot. Because patience, my. Let's bow our eyes. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word for the Sunday school, Lord. As Father, you have made us to know how we need to build a temple for you, O God. Because, Lord, we all want to be partakers of your divine nature, Lord. So, Lord, help us, Lord Jesus, as we are building this house for you to come and live and walk in it so that you be our God and we will be your people, O God. Father, we now commit the service, the main service now, Lord, into your hands. And as the musicians come, oh God, Father, we want to commit the song leader, the musicians, the instruments that they are going to use, oh God. Father, we want to sing and lift up your name. We want to glorify you because, Lord, you deserve worship this morning. Oh, we want to worship you from the deep of our hearts. Oh, with our hands, we will clap and lift up our voices, Lord. Oh, accept our worship, Lord, this morning. Oh, Father, as we humble ourselves before you, Lord, and Father, your word that you have for us, oh, it will prepare us, oh God, as we commit your servant who is still waiting, oh, in your presence now, oh God, that you overshadow him, oh God, oh, with the word that, Lord, you know us individually, oh God, what we will need, oh Lord Jesus, to continue building, oh Lord, this temple, oh God, to thy glory, Lord. Father, we commit all into your hands as we ask the Holy Spirit to sweep over us all. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray, remembering those who are not here but have tuned in on YouTube and other places, Lord. Father, bless every one of them also. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.